And I certainly hope you are feeling good this morning. Good morning, as we always say. Now, you mightn't be feeling so good if you're associated with one of the churches up around Ballinahinch, looking at a story which has been doing the rounds on and off about the Gay Cure film. But regarding what Victoria Leonard has written in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, the pastor of the church which screened the so-called Gay Cure film claims his place of worship has been subjected to violent threats on social media. Rodney Stout spoke out after Christian group Core Issues Trust held the All-Ireland premiere of its film Voices of the Silenced at Ballinahinch Baptist Church on Tuesday night. The actual film was shown on Tuesday night. I spoke to Mike Davison before the film was being shown about a ban on the film across in England, and Mike is available to speak to us. He indeed is from the Core Trust. Michael, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
First of all, you know, anyone threatening to attack a church or anyone associated with a church on social media, let's row in all together and completely, utterly, and condemn those people on social media who are threatening to attack the Baptist Church in Ballinahinch. But there are people who believe it was an error of judgment to show the film at the Ballinahinch Church.
And fair play to them. They're entitled to that perspective. And as you say, it's not a good idea to make threats on social media in any context. But, you know, valid protests and expressing a different point of view is something that I think needs to be welcomed in any democratic society. So, yeah, we're happy enough that people engage with the material. My concern is that they watch the film and not just condemn it before they've even seen it.
Why do you have such a film? It's one of these therapies, the conversion therapy. It's available to people who feel they may be homosexual but would prefer not to be. Why are you interfering in their lives? Is it because you want to help them because they genuinely don't want to be gay? Or is it because really you want to get the message across to people who are gay that there is another way?
Well, we don't call it conversion therapy. That's really a punitive kind of phrase that has been given to us by the media. It kind of conveys this idea of flipping some switch somewhere that turns somebody from gay to straight. What we are offering is therapeutic support for unwanted same-sex attraction. So people who, for whatever reason, maybe have tried gay or have experienced those feelings, but they don't want to identify as gay and they don't want to practice that way of sexual expression. We think that it's valid to support that. It's not a, you know, an attempt to tell everybody how to live, but unfortunately, this group are, I would say, the most discriminated in the world today because they're not allowed to have an ex-gay identity or a post-gay identity. They're told that if they have these feelings, they have them because of societal prejudice that, you know, they've absorbed, which, of course, is an issue. But they're not given the respect of being able to determine their own direction that they want to go in terms of these feelings.
But Mike, do you really believe that people, to use your term, try gay, that it's something that crosses the mind of a heterosexual person? Oh, next Saturday night, I'm going to try a same-sex relationship as opposed to I'm going to continue to be with someone from the opposite sex. Do you really believe that people just try it out? Are you not born gay? Are you not someone who is gay or possibly bisexual? But you are that. It's not, you're not just trying it out.
Well, my view is not important, but the view of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, for example, if you look at their position statement on sexual orientation, download it from the web, 2014, it says that homosexuality comes from a combination of genetic and postnatal factors. That means there's some kind of genetic contribution that we don't fully understand, But postnatal means that, you know, the environment, family circumstances, dynamics that young children are exposed to, traumas that adults experience, also factor into the development of sexuality. And I think we need to bear in mind that the hard science is showing that sexual expression is fluid, and human beings can go in all sorts of directions. And I think people do try things out, and sometimes they do get addicted, and they need the opportunity to go in different directions and not be told, well, if you've done that, then you are gay, for example. That is your essence. That's who you are. That's how you were made. The hard science doesn't back it up, and personal experience doesn't back it up. The people who come to me have gone in this direction, have acted out homosexually, have taken on a gay identity, but then things begin to shift in their lives for different reasons, and they want to be affirmed in a different direction. And I think we need to respect that and help them.
Okay, Mike, do stay with me because I want to speak to one of the protesters who protested against the showing of the film. And first of all, I just want to speak to it. It's Emma Rogan from Sinn Féin. Emma, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Emma, I presume you want to add to the criticism that I've voiced and also that Mike has voiced for anyone who has in any way threatened the rector of the church in Ballinahinch, because he has been threatened for allowing the film to be shown. I'm sure you want to add to the condemnation of anyone who'd be threatening violence against that church.
Absolutely, that should be condemned. There should be no threat to anyone. I took part in the protest outside the church, which was a peaceful, dignified protest on the side of the street in Ballinahinch on Tuesday night, and absolutely there should be nobody should be threatened. Absolutely not.
Why did you want to be there? Why did you find it necessary to protest? Are you not censoring the showing of this film?
Well, I just felt it was the right thing to do, Frank, to go and stand side by side with the members of the community from the LGBT community and say that this is wrong, you know, to stand side by side with them.
So Mike is saying, who's behind the film, is saying there are people who have, in his words, tried being gay and they don't want to be gay. They want to be heterosexual, and if they watch this film, they will find a method by which they could follow a path to bring them back to, or to bring them to, heterosexuality. They're being discriminated against, and he says they're the most discriminated against members of society because people will not accept that they want to go on this journey.
Nobody should feel that they are being discriminated against, Frank. That first of all, is wrong. But these therapies that this film is saying that can cure homosexuality, as if it's an illness. They're damaging, they're dangerous. You know, there's been proven worldwide that these conversion therapies, you know, that's been discredited.
He believes it isn't a conversion therapy. He believes that it's simply a message.
I just feel that from the LGBT community, the message is that, you know, it's coming loud and clear that it's not okay to be gay where it is. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not an illness. It's not something. It's not a choice that people make.
Do you find it insulting to the gay community?
Absolutely. You know, it's quite a vulnerable place for people to be in, for people to be saying, we can cure you of your homosexuality. You know, it's not an illness. It's not something that you can go and to the hospital and be treated for. It's just a very, very dangerous place to put in thoughts in people's heads.
As an MLA, would it not have been better for you to have actually watched the film before passing judgment on it?
Well, you know, I didn't feel that I had to go and watch it. I was standing outside with my LGBT friends and protesting with them at outside the film.
Emma, thank you for the contribution this morning. Mike Davison is still with us. Mike Davison, do you understand the hurt that would be in the heads of young gay people who would be listening to those who would be promoting a film like this? Because it's very subliminal what you're doing. It comes across as subliminal. It's getting a subtle message through that being gay is not okay.
Frank, you know, I think if I was in the picket standing outside the church and I thought that this film was saying that I was mentally ill or that I wasn't okay as a person, I would feel the same way. But we're not saying that. And this gay cure shorthand that is attributed to any serious attempt to deal with this issue is the problem here. We are not curing people because we don't believe they're mentally ill. But what we are doing is providing a safe space for people who want to talk through their issues and work on a different direction to go. And that's all we're doing. And yes, we're doing it from a therapeutic point of view. I say this, don't ban it, regulate it. Make sure that people who do the work that I do are properly trained, that they are accountable, that they have the opportunity for supervision, that they are, albeit a minority group within the mental health structure, but give them a space and let's test the fruit, let's look at the research, let's, you know, knock heads and agree and disagree. That's how science works. But instead, what we're saying is you mustn't even think that people can change. At a time when hard science and credible scientists are telling us that human sexuality is fluid. Well, if it's fluid, if, in other words, these feelings are not hardwired, then I think we would be irresponsible if we didn't provide a context in which people can get help. So I do get what you are saying there. But I think, you know, there's a communication issue here, and we would do well to sit down and see where we are both coming from. But what's happening at the moment is we are being told you do X, Y, and Z, and you shouldn't do it. And what we are saying is we don't do those things. We have a view. And yes, we are working in a certain direction, and we think it's valid to be able to do that. And we'll give you our reasons and our research and all of that. But, you know, we're not invited to the party. We're not a part of the mainstream. We're just marginalized.
And finally, are you going to be putting this on in another church soon in this area?
I hope so, but that's up to the good people of the region.
Okay. Mike, thank you for your time. I'll give the final word to Emma Rogan. He believes he's providing a service, Emma, and there's a need for it.
I just believe that, you know, it is very dangerous territory to be in, Frank, and it's very damaging psychologically to people to be portraying that there is a cure for homosexuality. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being gay, lesbian, bisexual. You are what you are. And people should be very proud of that. And I just feel that it's just extremely dangerous.
Okay. Emma Rogan, MLA, thank you. Mike Davison, thank you as well. Your opinions, needless to say, so relevant. 0289033105. Let me know what you think.